Mit der ING läuft's einfach. Banking, das nebenbei passiert. Kein Stress, kein Drama. Bei Kartenzahlungen kannst du krumme Beträge aufrunden und deinem ING-Tagesgeldkonto gutschreiben lassen. So sparst du ganz nebenbei. Die ING macht Banking easy. Für dich, für dein Leben. Do your thing.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Tom asks for Marky, a frozen penis, and capes. They're all coming up right after this.
There are some things you don't want to say to a naked guy. There are things you never say when a man is nude.
I didn't mean to laugh.
There are some things you don't want to say to a naked guy.
Can you help me find it?
There are things you never say to a naked dude.
Does that thing come with an air pump?
I thought you said you had smallpox.
Really? No, seriously. Really?
But your feet are so big.
Aw, that's cute.
Hang on, I'll get my tweezers.
Aw, it's like a little light switch.
For a second there, I thought you had a third nipple.
I didn't know they could be innies.
Well, this explains your big car.
You don't want to say to a naked guy.
Wow, your boobs are bigger than mine.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I'm Chick McGee, and now here's Tom Griswold.
Thank you very much.
You know, the music kind of led you into that sort of smooth,
yeah,
laid-back, casual.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Tom did something off the air that he's very unaware of. That was
made you and I laugh.
Unintentionally hilarious.
It was wonderful.
We're always sitting in a room, what is there, six of us?
Yeah, uh-huh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And everybody else kind of behind the scenes, like our producers in a window behind me, and Pat's in another room over there, but he's isolated.
Sure.
And down the hall, you're going to say what, 50 feet, 30 feet?
50.
Down the hall in another studio. There's one of our producers, Mark
right.
Allison, who helps us and talks to us in the morning, and he does a lot on the Bob and Tom app with
sure.
live updates and things like that.
And I don't think I've seen him yet this morning.
No, I saw him only because I did the sports.
Because
update.
You went to right. his studio,
right?
Yeah, but you got to walk down.
Yes. And he hasn't been in this studio.
No, he has not been in here yet. So we're getting ready to go back on the air, and Tom's putting his headphones on and doing stuff. And I, honest to gosh. Please call me on this if I'm doing this wrong.
Right.
As he's putting his headphones on, Tom raises his head and goes, "Hey, Mark."
I thought I saw him walk right down there.
There's only one thing wrong. He said, "Hey, Marky."
he said, "Marky." I thought he was goes, right there. I mean, the door is open. I thought
thinking
he walked.
That, hey, of course, Mark's going to hear me.
And he does have a little call box. He's trying
oh,
to
God.
Oh, everybody, here we go.
See if he's on duty as we yes. speak. Hello?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, I thought that was you in the hallway. I guess it was Jason, huh?
I was getting something off the printer.
Oh, you were right there.
Yeah.
Well, that makes Chick's story pretty stupid, doesn't it? Because the printer's right outside the door.
But we're...
So did you want him to go to Starbucks? Face it, that's what you were looking for.
No need to...
Truth comes out.
Yeah, Mark, next break, we got a Starbucks attendance thing here. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Doing a nice job. I appreciate it.
It did see, yes, we did not see Mark there, so to us it was just a lunatic.
No, he was right there.
That was Jason.
But that was Jason?
That was Jason.
It's very confusing.
Oh, the story is
volume,
getting
though.
Convoluted.
Right.
Yeah, the Hey Markey, it was quiet enough.
I thought he was standing right there.
Right. And even if he was standing right there, you going, Hey Markey, yeah. Probably wouldn't have heard you.
Chick looked at me and goes, he thinks March is going to run in here and go, yes, sir.
Yes, sir, Tom. What can I do?
Yes, he always runs in here and goes, yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. We have junk in the news in sports.
Oh, okay. I have it right here. Like genitals?
This is a serious story. It sounds like it's not, but it is.
This has everything. It's a cautionary tale, wouldn't you say, Tom?
Yeah, I don't understand how it was just this one guy, but...
Well, let's find out what happened.
A Finnish Olympic team from Finland, he was done before he started. A Finnish Olympic skier suffered a so-called frozen penis following the men's 50K mass start race.
What?
In the Olympics on Saturday in Beijing.
A frozen penis?
It was
frozen
extraordinarily windy and cold.
Did he have it hanging out?
Well, I guess that was the problem.
Wouldn't you tuck that in?
See, now, which is worse?
Maybe get a tiny scarf?
Hanging it out or having it frozen? Which is worse?
But you'd think that one would be aware of the issue and wear the proper undergarments.
Well, yeah.
And not only in this case, but this was... The second time this guy has suffered a frozen
yes.
penis.
Well, no, so read the entire
Well, then
article.
He's an idiot.
I think first time, accident. Second time, you like it.
Yeah.
Isn't that the
first
moral,
time, shame on the wind.
The moral of the bear, going to bear hunt, you know, the guy have sex with the bear. And the bear
right.
says, you're not here to hunt, are you? Remember that?
Sure. Yeah, I love that.
Okay. Well told.
Anyway, Mr. Remy Lindholm spent under an hour and 16 minutes traversing the course, high winds, temperatures below 10 degrees, leading his penis to become frozen. He told Finnish media, and I quote, It was one of the worst competitions I've ever been in.
Isn't that a Swedish accent?
Shut up.
They're very
it was
similar.
Just, I'm on a roll. It was just about battling through. It was too effing cold. No, I added that. Lindholm required a heat pack to thaw the member once the race was over. He added, when the body parts started to warm up after the finish, the pain was unbearable.
Now, you're probably wondering, how does this story relate to the one before?
How does it?
In both cases, someone was cold cocked.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, come on.
I'm like, look, I just thought
of that. I'm very proud of that joke.
It should be.
You see, Jamal Howard hit the guy in the face. He cold cocked him. Yep. And then this guy. I don't know. It couldn't have been frozen solid. They'd have to remove it.
Right. Right. It got too
bad. Evidently, these suits they wear, they're aerodynamically, but they're not, obviously.
Well, we've talked about this with respect to the NFL. A lot of these guys, virtually all of them, don't wear what we would call a traditional cup.
None of them wear cups. And the less pads they wear, the better.
So I would think that you'd have to wear the proper insulating stuff.
But
maybe it slows you down.
I guess, but it's worth it.
But wouldn't all of the competitors have this problem?
That's what I'm asking. I don't know. I noticed watching the skiing when it was cold, a lot of them would be very bundled up on top, and all of a sudden they'd take their stuff off and get ready to go. And then as soon as they came down to see, they'd throw the blankets over them.
Sure.
So freezing.
Well, I think if you put your pinky...
Yeah.
Out into the wind, and it's 10 degrees, and there's not very much to freeze, is there? But if Mr. Lindholm evidently puts his entire arm out into the wind, and maybe that was part of the problem.
You're saying this guy has a hanger?
Maybe so.
I would think it'd be just the opposite.
The 12-inch
Oh, you think?
Yes, the smaller one would get colder faster.
I would think the smaller one would kind of go inside, kind of protect itself.
Yeah, it would go up into the body.
Yeah, but who knows? I don't know. They're making a movie out of it.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, snow dogs.
Snow dogs. That'll be good.
I was laughing before the punchline.
Yeah.
No matter what it was.
I was ready.
Well, this poor guy's male member was so badly frozen he had to leave in the sink overnight. You know, you put it in warm water.
But you know how you feel all those needle-like?
Exactly. Can you imagine that on the wang?
Yeah, when your hand comes unfrozen.
Oh, I mean, I would imagine if it's frostbitten badly enough, they'd have to take it off.
They didn't say frostbitten, though. They just said frozen. And frostbite
but yes,
is, a, It's a medical condition. And frozen can mean a lot of things.
There's discoloration, and there's... You don't hear about this when people are climbing Everest. Sure, they're not doing it in a speed suit, but still.
Well, they... they probably bundle up down there.
I would think so. Well, admittedly,
wouldn't this make you stop skiing? Isn't there something else he could do?
This happened to me once.
Oh, yeah? Really?
Yeah, I froze my penis. The doctor, after my penis was frozen, the first thing the doctor said to me was, let it go, let it go.
Oh.
I was hanging
on to Disney joke.
Hanging on to my frozen.
I would have gone with let it grow.
Well, it doesn't need to do that.
Oh, you're a shower, not a grower.
Oh, no. I am very much a grower.
Really?
Oh, it's insane.
Really?
Yeah.
So is it like one of those movies with the sea anemone where you see the little thing, whatever it is, and then all of a sudden blossoms? Well, once again, cross-country skier Remy Lindholm froze his male member. I hope the guy's okay, and we'll look forward to... I'm looking forward to the Paris Games. I think that'll be great.
Looking for the ultimate game night? Chumba Casino brings all the fun and excitement of a night out straight to your screen whenever you want it. Play hundreds of thrilling games instantly. No downloads, no delays. Just launch from your browser and dive right in. From spinning slots and playing blackjack to instant scratch tile cards or joining live social tables, there's always something new to explore. Signing up takes just seconds and you'll unlock a free welcome bonus plus daily login bonuses to keep the fun going every time you play. Play for pure entertainment or for a chance to score some serious prizes anytime, anywhere. And here's the best part. No purchase required to join or play. So what are you waiting for? Make tonight one to remember. Head to ChumbaCasino.com and bring the fun home. Let's Chumba. Sponsored by VGW Group. No purchase necessary. See terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Must be over 21 and present in a state where it's legal to play.
Most people don't realize how much of their personal information is being bought and sold every day. Data brokers are making billions pulling details about you from public records and the internet, then packaging and selling it, usually without your consent. That's how your information lands in the hands of scammers, spammers, even stalkers. It's why you get endless robocalls and why ads seem to follow you everywhere. That's where Aura comes in. Aura actively removes your data from broker sites and keeps it off. They also instantly alert you if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. But Aura goes beyond data protection. With one app, you get a VPN, antivirus, password manager, spam call protection, dark web monitoring, and even up to $5 million in identity theft insurance. All backed by 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support. Other companies might just sell credit monitoring or just a VPN. Aura gives you all of it together at the same price competitors charge for just one service. Start your free trial today at Aura.com/secure. Protect yourself now at Aura.com/secure.
Apparently, Pat wants to play something.
Trying to get your attention for 10 minutes now.
A skier in a flimsy top was frozen like an ice cream cone. Frostbite sinking in, his penis chilled to the bone. It's just frozen. His member, it's frozen. Icy penis. Start a fire, situation dire. Thaw that penis. Get a heater for his penis. That's all I had there.
Very good.
This guy should come out with the Peter Heater line of underwear. They do have electric jackets now.
They do?
Yeah, a lot of construction guys wear them.
It's electric.
Yeah, they're like, it's a relatively thin jacket, but it's got, they're battery powered and batteries last all day.
I had no idea.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The football players have that, don't they, on the sideline? Aren't those jacket, the big...
Very nice heard, before the rain starts.
I've heard there was a story this past season about the NFL and the benches. Players complain they're too hot.
Really?
The benches are too hot.
Huh.
They sit down and they're coach.
Oh, God, that's hot.
That's too hot. Turn it. Can we turn the bench down? I don't think they could turn.
Do you think in the days of Lombardi they'd be bitching about the bench?
No, Lombardi.
I want that bench colder.
They had the big capes and everything. Remember those? I've always wanted one of those big Washington football capes.
I think
capes.
They still have those big cape things, don't they?
They wrap around you, the big burgundy with the big green gold bay. Letters.
Where do you even get a cape?
You need a cape.
You mean like a fashionable cape, like one would wear in day-to-day?
Like if you're, say, a vampire.
No, just a normal cape. Like,
do you remember I told you? I told you, Ace will remember this. I saw a certain famous person wearing a cape.
Oh, yes.
In a buffet line.
Yes, I do.
This guy could get away with it, though.
Yeah, he could.
It was of course, the famous Wolfman Jack. He was wearing all black. He probably was weighing in close to 400.
He was four bills.
He was a big man at that time.
Probably hard to find a coat to fit.
Hey,
that's why he went with the cape.
And of course, it was Wolfman.
The Wolfman likes the buffet.
And he had one of those, I don't know what those hats are called, the black hats with the round, big round brim and then the sort of silver things around the top.
Oh, yeah, sure. Love it.
It's a specific look. And he was chain smoking filterless cigarettes.
At the buffet.
Well, after he...
He lived. He lived.
Not long.
But when he did,
he lived.
And he had that voice.
He lived.
That's right.
You know who Wolfman is?
Will? I have no idea.
Wolfman Jack. Did you ever see the movie American Graffiti?
I don't think
Wolfman
so.
Wolfman Jack played himself in that. He was the DJ on the Mexican radio.
Show up in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Is he doing it? When they're listening, because they listen to the radio all the time.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think it is somebody else. You're right, yeah.
But he wore a cape. And like I say, he could get away with it because he was Wolfman Jack.
And Chick's impression of him, Twilly, is exactly what
he's saying. That's right. Yep. This is what he's, I'm going to hit you hard with Martha and the Vandellas.
That's it, yeah. And no one's going to say, by the way, Wolfman, I want to ease off on the butter there, Chief. Here. When you start hitting 400, I'm just saying. But legend.
Yeah, indeed.
I heard one break Wolfman did. He had a syndicated show, but it came in on record. And he was washing his feet. You could hear the water and...
the Wolfman likes to wash my feet.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
I could have lived my whole life without hearing that.
That was one of his bits.
Really?
Strange.
The Wolfman likes to wash his
feet. I like to wash my feet. Don't put them ashes in my foot water.
No. Don't get them in the foot water.
Okay. All right. Lift up that belly and get a hold of that thing. You're welcome.
The Everly Brothers.
He wore a cape, you see, Christy.
Yeah, I know.
I think Chick could pull off a cape.
Well, I do too. I think you could wear a cape.
How about this, Chick? Wear all black, but wear a Washington football club. What are the magenta and gold? What is it?
Burgundy.
Burgundy,
gold,
sorry.
Pal.
Okay, so
it's the only thing we have left, our colors.
Commanders. Oh, you could have big Commanders on the back.
Don't turn her mic off.
Don't put the word Commanders on it. That's such an embarrassing word.
Yeah. Hello, Commander.
Okay,
here comes the Commander.
I like it.
I do.
Let's do this world record, huh?
Oh, the exciting world record?
All right. You asked for it.
Stupid.
Well, I saw the headline, so I need to know what the number is.
A record breaker from Australia has tackled the Guinness World Record for the tallest stack of M&Ms.
Plain, peanut, caramel, which one?
I'm going to go plain. It's good.
Yeah, that'll be ridiculous.
It doesn't say what kind of M&Ms, though.
You have to assume regular.
Because the regular ones are kind of flat.
Sure. Peanut butter M&Ms.
It's easier now than it used to be.
Same shape.
Why is it easier?
Well, remember they used to have the green one was real sexy, and then they toned it down.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Yeah, they made her flat.
Yeah, she used to wear heels, and now she doesn't.
Remember the green M&M was, kind of booby and...
Booby? Yeah. She wasn't booby.
No.
She had two giant knockers.
No. Let him run.
She had heels, but she wasn't...
She was hot. She had D's.
They flattened her out and...
Oh, God. How many?
Brendan Kelby from Australia managed to stack six M&Ms to beat the previous record of five.
She did have boobs, Christy. She had double M's.
And reclaimed...
That's all
right.
Right there on her shirt.
Six is the number. Six.
Six.
Six. Six.
That sounds like something we could break.
No.
Six.
It would,
six.
No, you cannot stack six M&Ms.
The answer is six.
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 That's what I thought.
Not five. Six. Not seven. Six.
Six.
I'm impressed. Or something.
Ace, what do you think?
I thought
six?
It was going to be 50.
I saw it on the news, and they have to stand for 10 seconds.
Yeah. Okay. It's not going to be easy because they will wobble.
Is
on
it,
you.
This is like watching someone build a ship in a bottle. I mean, it takes forever.
Yeah.
Can you kind of rub your fingers together and flatten them out a little bit with
bottles? No.
There's got to be some work.
Sorry. Come on. Use your head.
Now, I would like to say when the Olympics hit Paris,
what the hell was that?
There are going to be two new events, break dancing and stacking M&Ms, because they are equally important.
I don't even think that breakdancers have thought about breakdancing in the Olympics as much as you have.
No, it just drives me
crazy.
It's so stupid.
You act like you wake up every day and it's ruining your life.
No, it is. They're ruining the Olympics.
You don't have to watch it.
Trust me, I won't.
Christy, you're a blonde, right?
Yeah.
Prove it. No, I... Did you hear about the blonde who got fired from the M&M factory?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, she was throwing out all the W's.
She was throwing out all the W's.
Stay upside down, Christy.
Duh, Pat.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Football season is here.
Oh, man.
Believe has the podcast to enhance your football experience. From the pros.
One of the most interesting quarterback rooms.
To college.
Michigan is set at 8.5 wins.
To fantasy.
If you feel that way, why didn't you trade him?
Become a better fan and listen to the football podcasts from Believe.
Just search Believe. That's B-L-E-A-V podcast.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.